Hello, we're gonna do a first person by the name of Dyer, Dyer, and first name is Marvin, Marvin, 11/22/44. This is an 81-year-old gentleman with history of hypertension, essential tremors, hyperlipidemia, diabetes, and history of pedal edema. Was evaluated today for possibility of end-of-life care, period. Any paragraph? Patient lives in an apartment with his wife of 40 years. He's originally from Houston, Texas. He used to work in grocery stores. Then he became a welder for a pipeline company. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't drink. He has grown children, period. Allergy, he has no drug allergies. Past hospitalization, he states that he was in the hospital years ago. Family history, doesn't know much about mom and dad, but he knows they died at old age and one of them had cancer. Review of system, patient has had ascites for some time. He doesn't know if he's got liver failure. He has not been in the hospital for a long time. He has no history of CHF by history. Had decreased activity level with increased shortness of breath, no nausea, vomiting, no hematemesis, no hematochezia, weakness, low extremity edema, and it's getting very hard for him to get around. His wife wants him to be taken care of at home, does not want him to go back and forth to the doctor's office or to the hospital, and that's why they had asked for hospice and palliative care to get involved in his care. Medication includes lisinopril 40 milligrams once a day, primidone, PRIMIDONE 50 milligrams a day, Crestor 10 milligrams a day, metformin 1,000 milligrams twice a day, Lasix 20 milligrams a day, Prilosec 20 milligrams a day. vital signs 140 over 80, pulses 100, respirations 18, O2 sats 94% on room air. Heart positive swan, positive stew. Lungs ronchi with a few coarse breath sounds. Abdomen soft, cannot rule out ascites. Neck shows no JVDs. Neck shows slight JVDs. Skin shows no rash or mucosal tan lesion. Lower extremity shows a 2+ pedal edema. Assessment: 81-year-old gentleman with history of hypertension, diabetes, right-sided heart failure. Cannot rule out sleep apnea as the cause. Also need to know about his liver, whether or not he has a history of his ascites related to his liver disease and or CHF and or right-sided heart failure. Will obtain his records. His wife doesn't know much about his conditions in the past. Put in there somewhere, they've been married 40 years, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink alcohol. Patient does not check his blood sugars on a regular basis. I don't have any indication of how well his blood sugar is controlled. We'll have to obtain again his records and his A1C and cause of death for a terminal illness or a cause for his palliative care to show that he has less than 6 months to live. We're in the process of obtaining those. We'll keep the family abreast of our findings. Next number is gastroesophageal reflux. Next number is diabetes. Next number is tremors consistent with essential tremors. Next number is debility. Next number is he does have issues with ADL. Next number is he does ambulate with a walker, but very little now. He's basically chair bound. Next number, he's become an ADL dependent to his wife of many years, and they need help at home. Next number, he also has issues with bowel and bladder incontinence and wears a diaper, adult diaper. Thank you.